I burned out yesterday.
Well, what happened?
Too hot.
For me. I mean, it's been hot on other days, but obviously you dropped like a whole ton of miles yesterday that to really kind of low numbers. And it was the heat, it was the humidity, it was pacing, water, the moon, the sun.
Like third hot day in the row, so my body was completely exhausted. I couldn't move.
Was it because you had put?
I don't know why, because I don't have usually such a trouble with hot weather, but this year my body cannot somehow harder to adapt.
Could it be that you pushed too hard on the previous days, or?
I don't know. Maybe of the sickness, that's one reason. Or I pushed hard. Or, yeah, I'm sick. Maybe some other reason.
At what point yesterday did you know that it was not going to be a good one?
I was running just in the morning. And then when it was getting hot, I just had this feeling that it would be really tough. And then after a few minutes, I couldn't run anymore. And then I started walking. And then even walking was too hard for me. So I was falling asleep. Like all every lap, so around noon I had to take a break. I slept for half an hour or something, and then I was moving so slowly because I was walking all day.
It must stay hard to stay focused when.
No, what happened really? But like a few days ago, I feel that. Like the body is really getting really hot. I had to eat ice, you know, during the lab, and holding the ice pack under my head, in my hand, everywhere. So.
How long did you stay for here last night?
Left 10:40 maybe.
So you even left earlier than you normally would. Hmm. So you had probably a good night's rest as well last night, and.
But I don't feel actually really refreshed today. Still because I was walking, still have very weak legs. I'm quite surprised.
You've done this race quite a few times, and admittedly last year it wasn't this hot, but in other years it has been hot. Is this something like totally new for you?
I realized that when it's over 30 degrees, it's too much for me. So those three really hot days probably was like when all the sun break, like one day, then one day lower temperature, will be better for me. But three in a row was too much for the body.
Is the
I don't think that in those days I was pushing like too hard, because I was leaving always around 11. I was not staying until 11:30 or something. But the previous days when I was reaching 70s, maybe it was. But still, I feel really comfortable, so I don't know. It's like when I had yesterday those troubles, I just thought I'm now starting again, like from the starting line, like from the 0.0 again. It was like this feeling I had yesterday.
Now, you know that...
Because it was completely nothing. If you understand me, nothing.
Now, you know today is probably not going to be any better, and it won't be probably changing until tomorrow. So as you face a long day in front of you after having not a great one yesterday, how are you approaching today then to stay upbeat, to stay positive?
Well, I'll try to go easy, because that's the only thing I can do. Also yesterday I immediately slowed down and stopped walking, because I didn't have energy for running. So a bit happen again today, I have to walk again. I lose another miles, what I can do. I gave everything yesterday. That's the thing.
You gave everything?
Yeah.
Now, right now, you're running. There's at least a little breeze along this side, but the sun hasn't really come up overhead. So there's a little hope, some hope.
I just thought it will be a little bit cooler yesterday. It'll be really okay, because I was running well in the morning. I had speed, I had good mileage, but it didn't happen. It was hot again, too. The weather is better, so you don't change it.
I mean, it's... the world's longest race, it's the world's toughest race, and it means that you really have to be strong inwardly and outwardly to do something like this, though, right?
Well, there's a thing, I try to stay positive all day yesterday, because it was so tough to accept that I cannot run, because it never happened. For example, last year I was running every single day, and yesterday I was so sad that I couldn't run. So it's the simple explanation how I felt yesterday when I had to stop. I was moving so slowly that it looked just funny for everybody. So.
Today's another day, though.
Yeah, today's another day. New hope is coming.
Thank you.